First, a clarification. The 1964 Wilderness Act provides for areas where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man. Executive Director of the Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation, Carol Treadwell, says not untrampled.
Untrammeled means uncontrolled. So in a natural state, letting natural things take place and not being tweaked by human influences. It's there for the wildlife and so that we can have wild experiences.
Education and Outreach Coordinator Jenny Clotier with the Foundation just got back from a trip into the Bob.
I had a lot of time to reflect when I was in there that it must have been so similar to when my mom was 8 years old and she was going into the Bob with her family. I think that I thought a lot about wilderness while I was in there, and I was seeing the landscape in much the same way as my family has been seeing it for the last 50 years.
Clotier says one of the important things about wilderness is that there remain places where people are still just visitors.
In this day and age, we are so connected to our devices and to computers and things that are wired or wireless all the time. And to be in a place for days where those sort of interruptions are not part of your life is really grounding.
Photographer Mandy Moeller is prepping for a 9 to 10 day solo trip into the Bob to start the first week of August. Her phone pipes in at several intervals while she talks of trip details and shows what she's bringing.
And I'll have pepper spray, first aid kit, probably my gun.
Moeller says she'll be bringing her phone for music as her creature comfort, but overall, she's looking forward to unplugging.
Schedules just kind of go away. Your schedules are very basic about making sure that you have everything ready before the sun goes down, making sure that you're fed, making sure that you have a shelter, basic stuff. And so it's kind of, you know, everything kind of washes away to the most simplest form.
Moeller participated in the Artist Wilderness Connection in 2012. It's a partnership between the Flathead National Forest, the Hockaday, Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation, and the Swan Ecosystem Center, where a few artists are selected each year to pack into the wilderness, then share the work they've created once they return to civilization. Moeller went into the neighboring Great Bear Wilderness, but this will be her first trip into the Bob.
I can't believe I've never been in the Bob before, and I should probably go. And I got kind of the bug when I went into the Artist Wilderness Connection. I really loved my experience back there. We were back there for 7 days, and I felt like I could just stay there.
Moeller says the last trip was 14 miles. She had support from a horse packing team and was at a Forest Service cabin with a bed, gas stove, and other artists for company. This time, she's hiking through, bringing one horse to help carry her camera and backcountry gear, and planning to trek 94 miles over 10 days.
I'm hoping to just document the Bob Marshall and show how beautiful it is and inspire other people to go out and see it for itself, and also at the same time get some footage of me completing the experience as well and just the ins and outs of what it takes to do a trip like this.
The Flathead National Forest's Spotted Bear District up the South Fork of the Flathead River is a jumping-off point into the Bob Marshall Wilderness. District Ranger Deb Mucklow says the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex includes the Great Bear and Scapegoat Wildernesses. Mucklow says it's among the larger connected wilderness zones in the country.
You're taking a step back in time as far as primitive skills, what we within the Forest Service and users have to do with saws and hand tools to keep trails cleared. You see a lot of stock. You just see the primitive tools and the primitive skills being emphasized.
With the 50th anniversary of the wilderness designation, the Spotted Bear Ranger District is hosting an event from 11 to 4 on Saturday the 2nd, featuring a lot of the people who've worked in and around the wilderness.
You know, we all think about the landscapes and how cool and that, but we want to celebrate and take time to listen to the people that have a connection with the wilderness. What is their story? What was that favorite trip that they went on or family experience?
Other organizations, Pack Strings, and the Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation will also be involved in Saturday's event. The meet and greet with artists from the recent Artist Wilderness Connection happens at the Hockaday Museum in Kalispell on Thursday the 7th. And the big Go Wild event on September 20th at the fairgrounds will feature one of the architects of the 1964 Wilderness Bill, as well as more opportunities to hear and share stories of the wilderness. Katrin Fryatt reporting from the Flathead.